Raising money through voter referendums has become a common tool for school districts across Wisconsin because the state restricts their taxing authority. And now Wisconsin's largest district, Milwaukee Public Schools, is planning to follow suit. MPS is considering a between $82 and $94 million tax referendum to expand and sustain educational programming. As WUWM's education reporter Emily Files explains, the school board will vote tonight on the details, with the goal of putting the question on the April 2020 ballot.
The last time MPS attempted to raise taxes through a referendum, voters shot it down. That was in 1993, and leaders were seeking about $370 million for building projects. Now, more than 25 years later, the district plans to try again. This time, the school board's goal is to give Milwaukee students the, quote, schools they deserve. That could mean lowering class sizes, providing more advanced course offerings, or hiring more school counselors. Bob Peterson was one of several MPS board members who called state funding inadequate during a May discussion of the district's $1.2 billion budget.
Our kids deserve a lot more than what we're talking about now. We're talking about scraps in some of these cases, and it is really upsetting.
The state legislature did increase funding for public schools this year, but it was half of what Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed. Milwaukee Teachers Education Association President Amy Mizialko says a local referendum could make up for what state lawmakers have failed to do.
The education budget that was passed was a survival budget. No child walked into a Milwaukee public school this August and felt a significant lift.
The referendum would allow MPS to raise property taxes beyond state-imposed caps, called revenue limits. The revenue limit determines two-thirds of the MPS budget. MPS advocates point out that many suburban school districts have higher revenue limits, giving them greater taxing power. Some of those suburban districts have raised their revenue limits even further through referendums. Two examples are Glendale and South Milwaukee. At a school board meeting about the referendum, MPS students gave examples of how limited funding manifests in their daily education. Students talked about school bathrooms in poor condition, outdated technology, and a lack of mental health services. Here's Kid Austin, a freshman at Milwaukee High School of the Arts.
My school also needs more funding for support staff like psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, etc. Where like a lot of us are pretty troubled kids, and we just, you know, that extra help would be like very greatly appreciated.
To bolster the case for a referendum, MPS convened a task force of business and community leaders. District leaders outlined funding challenges for the panel, which recommended MPS pursue a referendum. The task force listed eight priorities the new revenue could support, including smaller class sizes, early childhood education, and more robust art, music, and physical education. MPS board member Saquana Taylor says she's heard concern from residents who don't want their taxes to spike. Here's how Taylor responds.
Even though it's about money, it's not about just about money. Like, we have to presently sow into our children now because they are our future, but we have to ensure that they have the things that they need so that they can be successful.
Once the school board chooses the referendum dollar amount, it will need to determine which of its many priorities that money will support. The board has already approved significant new expenses this year without a long-term funding plan, including employee salary schedules. As the details of the referendum take shape in coming weeks, MPS will have limited time to make its case to voters. The April 7th election is less than 4 months away. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.